on Missouri Net, I'm Bill Wise. A COVID-19 vaccine could hit U.S. immunization sites around mid-December. Drug maker Pfizer, which will be producing some of the vaccine at its St. Louis area manufacturing center, has requested emergency use of its shot. Senator Roy Blunt says healthcare workers, people in nursing homes, and people who would be the most at risk will get vaccinated first.
After you get through that first group of healthcare workers and people most negatively affected, the next group, about 35% of the entire population, would be the essential workers of the country, people who are working at food processing facilities and grocery stores and daycare centers, school bus drivers, school teachers.
Blunt says President Trump and Congress deserve a lot of credit for the vaccine efforts progressing rapidly. Missouri's Senate President Pro Tem says the two state senators and a Senate staff member who tested positive for COVID-19 have recovered and are feeling fine. Sullivan Republican Dave Schatz says the new plan is for the Senate to return next week to debate and vote on the supplemental budget.
Our plan is we adjourn till 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 1st. So we are planning to come back and take up some of the appropriations work that the House has sent over to us.
Schott says the Senate will work on the budget for 2 days, next Tuesday and Wednesday. He expects a final vote on the $1.2 billion supplemental budget by next Wednesday. Today is the last day of Missouri's firearm deer hunting season. Macon County Conservation Agent Jared Kelly in northern Missouri says weather has led to a decline in harvest numbers this season.
People are out seeing deer. They're just not moving around as much as we'd like to see them.
Last year, almost 180,000 deer were harvested during the fall season. As of yesterday morning, just more than 164,000 deer have been killed. Other deer hunting seasons will be held into January. Drivers should watch out for deer that are on the move. The Christmas tree that will be displayed on the Governor's Mansion lawn this year will be from southeastern Missouri.
Governor Mike Parson says the tree that will be displayed on the mansion lawn is a 40-foot Norway spruce donated by Doris Baker, who's from southeast Missouri's Deloge. That's near Farmington. Ms. Baker has donated her tree because it became too large for her yard. The tree will arrive here in Jefferson City on Monday morning. It's so big that part of Madison Street outside the mansion will be closed when the tree arrives. Missouri Office of Administration staff will install the mansion lawn tree. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
And the Arkansas at Missouri football game for Saturday has been postponed, resulting in rescheduling of games that include Vanderbilt playing at Missouri on Saturday and the postponement of the Tennessee at Vanderbilt game originally scheduled for Saturday. The Arkansas at Missouri game has been postponed due to a combination of positive tests for COVID-19, contact tracing, and quarantining. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.